call it like it don't speak.
It's hot.
Call it like it don't speak.
Welcome to the Call Like I Don't See a podcast, where we talk about movies, comics, games, sports, and modeling oysters. I am GP. And with me for this week, he's the host of Player 2's End of the Podcast and also his new show called First Gen Gamers. Give it up for MC Paper Stacks is in the building.
Hey, back in the building again. Love to see you, GP. Love to see Jennifer. I'm going to wave at her. She's ignoring me again. Yeah, all right. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. How are you?
Oh, man. I've been great. And like you just said, I did start a new show. So one of our previous guests on Player 2 was the Gamer Parents Strategy Guide. This guy did a show where he would talk about anything from like having a kid with autism who games to like the type of things you need to worry about on today's internet to like, you know, securing it for younger gamers. Like he ran the gamut.
Oh, nice.
A really good show. Talked to some experts. So was very impressed when he reached out to me and said, hey, I got an idea for a new show. I thought of you as a co-host. Do you want to do it? And I said, yes. And essentially, he's doing a list show. We call it First Gen Gamers because we're going all the way back to technically the second gen, because the first gen, spoiler alert, it's Pong. It's just Pong.
Pong.
It's just
Pong.
Yeah. 480 variants of Pong. But the second gen, that starts with the Atari, right?
Right.
So we go through each generation. Our first episode was actually about the scariest games of every generation in honor of Halloween. And our upcoming episode is actually going to be about the games that we're grateful for honor of Thanksgiving.
So, cool.
But yeah, we're going to talk about anything from like industry news to like the best things that EA has ever put out or Konami, you know, like the history of gaming. And we're going to really try to provide a well-rounded perspective from two older gentlemen that have been around pretty much since it started.
Okay. So with this list, will you be both having your own list or are you combining lists?
That, you know, thank you for the question there. We actually have our own list. And one of the cool conceits about the show is we know the topic.
Right.
But we create our own list and we don't tell each other.
Oh.
And what's fun about that, especially in the first episode, which I felt good about it immediately, we had enough chemistry to pretty much be able to guess what each other picked sometimes or even have the same thing.
Right.
So it's just been this fun, like, you know, what's he going to say? You know, what am I going to say?
You would never guess what I'm about to say.
Exactly.
You would never guess.
And, you know, we'll say controversial stuff. Like, he talked a whole lot of mess about Last of Us. Woo!
Really?
And the Wii in general. I thought it was hilarious. And, I have shade to throw at certain parts of the industry, too. So, us having that back and forth and that different perspective has been really fun.
Right. The dichotomy of controversy.
Yeah. No, we definitely have. There's been a few generations where we were gaming on opposite sides. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so to have that kind of perspective, to be a first adopter at the time, it's really fun to go back and talk about those moments in gaming history that we experienced firsthand. Mm-hmm. So
That's cool. What made you, was you a little bit hesitant on starting a whole new show or...
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I'm on hiatus still from Player 2. We're waiting for, you know, my younger son to get a little older. He's going to be 2 next month.
Oh, and, yeah. Happy birthday. Early.
Exactly. And he's awesome. He's peak cuteness, of course. Melting hearts left and right. Most popular kid at preschool. And I couldn't be prouder of him. Like, he's shaping up to be really smart. But unfortunately, and a lot of parents out here, I'm sure, can understand this. The smarter your kid is, the harder he is to raise at first, like the most annoying he is. Because smart kids are curious. Smart kids like to break stuff down and put it back together.
Yeah.
Smart kids like to keep going when you tell them not to go because they're like, but I gotta see.
Dad, let me tell you about the meaning of life. You'd be like, son,
if you don't get your hair out of that dishwasher. So, yeah, it's been tough, but also simultaneously rewarding to raise such a headstrong young child, aside my other child who is like, you know, so empathetic, so artistic. I really got both sides of the coin with these guys, and right. I'm excited to watch them grow up together and bounce off each other and and help kind of, you know, pull each other to the side they might be reluctant to go to, you know, strengthen them each other. I mean, it's going to be a great thing to watch, these two brothers growing up, and I feel so honored to be their dad, you know?
Nice. That's cool. Was that all for your week, or how's just everyday dad and husband stuff?
Well, aside from my son giving me the business, I've just been catching up on a lot of old media. One of the other nice things about being on a hiatus from a current podcast, right, that talks about the news, kind of like you guys do, is I get to just ignore everything, and there's a lot to ignore lately, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, but to keep it upbeat, you know, I've been looking at older games, not keeping up with the newer ones, looking at older shows.
Okay.
So I've been watching House lately.
Vintage House.
Yeah, man. I never really got into it before, but because I thought it was formulaic, and it is, but it's comfort food. Like, I'm watching it and enjoying it. Just, you know, what kind of crazy disease is it going to be this week? No, it's not this, because we're only halfway through the show.
Right. So,
like, we did it. We can go home. We saved her life. I'm like, nah, House, you got 30 minutes left. Something's about to happen.
Something about to go down. Somebody misdiagnosed.
Exactly. Somebody about to throw that old curveball. But yeah, I've been playing old games. Like, I've been getting into Castlevania. I've been rewatching Castlevania 2, especially, you know, Nocturne had just released. Uh-huh. And I was playing Curse of Darkness, which is the PS2 game that Hector, Isaac, and Saint Germain is from.
Okay.
So yeah, I'm like playing as a Devil Forger in that game, and it's kind of like Pokemon. You can collect and evolve different monsters that you summon, and they help you in the game in different ways. So if you've ever been curious to play Castlevania Pokemon, and you either have access to a PS2 or can emulate it, I would highly recommend it.
Okay, all right, I'm thinking about that.
It was fun. It really was, and it was interesting to see what they changed for the show and what they kept the same. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, for sure.
And is House ended, right? Because it's like...
House, God, I hope ended. So.
House was like 7 seasons or something like that?
That's what I saw, yeah. Like, it had a lot of seasons. I looked it up on a totally legal and not torrent download site, and I think it was at least 7 seasons, if not more. So.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
How was your week?
My week was it was okay. I'm gearing up for the holidays, getting in that festive spirit.
Yes.
Caught a bit of a sour throat, I guess because of the weather change.
Oh man, we're all struggling.
Yeah, other than that, I'm just working in gaming and playing Spider-Man 2.
Having a great time. I've been seeing some of your screenshots that you've been putting up online.
Yeah, trying to take my time on the game.
Yeah. I think that's my mindset too, if not adopting new games early, because I haven't played Spider-Man 2, but obviously I'm super keen on it. I've played every other one. I love Spider-Man.
Yeah.
But being able to chill and go, I'll go get it when I go get it, especially with a game like this that's going to depreciate in value so quickly.
Exactly, right.
There's nothing in the gaming world that'll depreciate faster than a sports game or like a 12-hour action game.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
They treat that like this, like it's the news of the week, and it's now on to the next one.
Pretty much, man.
Yeah, but I do want to get Alan Wake 2. I heard a lot of good things about that game. A
lot of good buzz about that game. Yeah. I'm also hearing a lot of people saying that you need to, in order to fully appreciate it, play the original Alan Wake, which you did, right?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And you beat Control, right?
Yeah.
Did you do the Control DLC that links with Alan Wake?
I did. It was 3 or was it 2? I think I did 2 of them.
Yeah. Then you did the Alan Wake related one, because it was about like being able to shine a light on an enemy to defeat it, right?
Yeah.
You're prepared, dude.
Okay.
I think that's what people are saying. It's just there's a lot of nods to the quote-unquote Remedyverse. Remedy is the developer, of course.
Right.
And, I'm really keen to hear what you think. And I'm definitely going to probably play that in the next year for sure. So.
Okay. It's time to get angry, Mr. MC Paper Sacks. And let all your frustrations out with Call It Out. Bow, 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 bow.
I'm so angry. I'm so angry this holiday season, let me tell you.
What you angry
about? It's
not
just about the fact that I'm going to have to listen to All I Want for Christmas 8,200 times, but it's Thanksgiving themed.
Right. Okay. Okay.
I'm calling out. It's a double whammy. We're going to start with stuffing. Okay.
Stuffing.
I'm calling you out. You may or may not be tasty. I'm on team not tasty. But for a second, can we address the fact that somebody said, let's shove a wet loaf of bread inside this dead bird's ass. I mean, come on, man. Even the guy who invented green bean casserole had to look at that and say, Jesus, dude, is everything all right at home?
That's true.
I mean, the outside of that concept, too. Was it purposeful or, you know,
it had to be angry. They had to be angry.
Yeah. Either that or it was an accident. Yeah. What if there was a guy that's like, hey, honey, this year I'm giving up carbs completely. But one day she comes home early, right as he's about to stuff an entire loaf of sourdough down his gullet. And he's like, oh, my God, where can I hide this that she'll never look? Woo. You know,
turkey.
What stuffing? Turkey. You can go stuff yourself. And thank you for bringing up turkey. That's my other thing that I'm calling out. I'm calling you out, turkey. Why is dry ass turkey the bird we choose for the holidays? The ugliest ass bird in the forest. We're like, that looks tasty. There's a reason that most people only endeavor to cook a turkey a maximum of 2 times a year because of how much a pain in the ass it is. And don't get me wrong. Turkey can taste great, but the margin of error is so great that eating a turkey always feels like a dice roll between delicious, dry, or oh my God, what the hell have I done?
All right. Especially too much of it because it seems like you got to take your time on turkey. You just can't go all turkey. For at least 15 minutes. You can't do that.
No. There is a special way to brine it, to prepare it, and you got to get lucky with picking the right turkey and defrosting it the right way. Then you got to throw that shit in all day. And again, you don't have time to make another turkey if you fucking eat a turkey.
No.
It's over that year. You no longer can bring any food other than maybe like napkins to the next Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You better have some ham on the side.
You better have a backup ham.
Yep. Backup ham.
So yeah, turkey, you can go straight to hell. Stuffing, get out of here. That's what I'm calling out.
Wow.
I said it.
Just in time before Thanksgiving.
You better get yourself a chicken, a rotisserie chicken, and a ham, and a tofurkey or something. I don't know what to tell you.
That was good. I'm done with turkeys. That's a good Thanksgiving call it out right there.
Yeah, man. It needed to be said.
That's true, because sometimes it's a little bit too much.
Too much?
Yeah, too much.
What you calling out this week,
GP? Okay. I want to call out Marvel fans.
Oh.
And some Marvel fans that's also the same time media outlets. Like, they saying that Marvel's in shambles.
Oh, like Screen Rant and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah. Like they hear the new, oh, my God, did you hear about this? It's like they're amping it up and making it bigger than what it is, and it's really not it. It's like, and also it's like, stuff is not going to be great. Like, the first, what's the Infinity Saga was like 20-something odd movies. That wasn't a great saga, if you think about it.
No. And it's not like after the Dark World, they're like, well, I guess we should give up on the entire Marvel endeavor now. Like, there's no way it's going to be good.
Yeah. The only difference is now they branching out on too much quantity over quality.
Because that's what I was telling you offline, man. Yeah, the TV shows are really overwhelming me because they're canon, and I was happy to keep up with them for a while, but I was watching them with friends, and if we couldn't all get together, then it became stressful, and then the next TV show came out, and I just realized I can't do this.
And that's okay. That's fine, but like some Marvel fans is like, you know what? I'm done with Marvel after this show. Or I'm done with, I don't know what's going on with the multiverse saga. I'm done. You got to include allegations and also the strike. Many problems that's going on in Marvel that they can't handle. So they just back out. I'm out. I'm good. I don't want to see anything Marvel anymore. I'm done.
COVID, the writer's strike, the Screen Actor Guild strike. Like, yeah, all that came 1, 2, 3. And it's really turbulent over there at Disney anyways. And, side call it out to the CEOs and the people that took so long to work out a contract.
That's true.
If they just paid their employees what they were owed or treated them like people in the first place, none of this would even happen.
That's true.
They could have immediately made that decision.
That's true. I think we called that out before.
Good.
But
fuck them twice.
Two times. But yeah, two times. So stuff is not going to be perfect. So it's not, it's like, just accept that it's, some things gonna be good and some things not. But like, don't just so say, oh, I'm done with Marvel. Mm-hmm. This Secret Invasion was whack. It was whack. So we move on. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's all, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. That's right. Don't you give up on Marvel collectively. A lot of different people making a lot of different shows. There's a show out there for you.
Right. There's a show. I get you. Yeah.
Come on, people.
Come on, people.
Come on, people.
Come on.
Come on. I said, come on.
I said, come on.
What are you saying?
What you trying to do?
Oh, man. Okay. It's not in fashion to decide to give up on Marvel every time I have a bad episode of one show. It's not fashionable.
No.
Fashion's very important.
Yeah. He's trying to segue into
it. Do you see what I'm doing?
Let's see. Okay. First story. Woo. This story was during Fashion Week in September.
In New York, right?
Yes. One runway hosted by social media agency Creators Inc. Had a slew of models strutting their stuff.
Struggling to strut their stuff. It's hard out here.
Yeah, struggling to strut their stuff on the catwalk. But one model caught everyone's eye. He was wearing a shower cap, a plastic poncho, or a trash bag with swimming trunks on.
Let me guess. He was too sexy for the catwalk.
That's what I was thinking. I'm too sexy for my shirt. So too sexy for my shirt. Oh, I put on a trash bag.
I'm too sexy to apply. Too sexy to actually legitimately get
so
in.
So let me crash this runway.
Please don't hurt me, security guard. That security guard did not think he was too sexy at all. He was like, man, did you, how aggressive? Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself. What actually happened?
Yeah. as he walked towards the runway, being cheered and applauded, a security guard could be seen yanking him off the catwalk. Come to find out that the model was an intruder known as YouTube prankster Fred Byer.
Man.
Yeah.
I love that. He put on a trash bag and just walked down the whole runway.
Dude, that's like...
And you know, people in the audience were like, oh my God. Yes. Yeah. It's so innovative.
Right. Look at it. Oh my God. This look is at the garbage. Material. The material is so intriguing. I don't know what it is. Wow.
What kind of blend is that? Where do they get that from? This is not garbage. This is garbage.
Garbage. In charge.
I love how trashy his outfit is. My God.
So authentic.
He literally he's going to get back on his YouTube channel and be like, legit, somebody offered me $5,000 for this outfit.
Oh, that's true. Somebody probably looking at that was like, yeah, I need that.
Be sure to Google it, because he did say he was going to follow up on social media, and I would love to hear like what happened after the video cut off.
Definitely check out that video.
Yeah.
But like it's so easy to just go up there and wear anything these days and look like, he looked exactly like a model.
Yeah.
If that security guard didn't come up, I would actually think he was an actual model wearing something like that.
Yeah, no, he was a good looking man. He was fit. You know what I mean? So he was in the right. He was like, this is the prank for me.
Right.
I'm going to wear a trash bag. I'm going to show off the abs and get the clicks and views. You know what? Congratulations, sir. You work with what you got.
I can relate. Yeah. Well, you got to strut your stuff in the trash bag.
That security guard, though, he came at him not like he had got up on a runway innocently at a fashion show, but like he was wielding a knife at Dave Chappelle. I was like, what is he doing? And the guy was like, no.
he could at least let him complete the whole catwalk.
He was almost done. He was almost done. Like, or halfway if he had to go back. But still, he got down to the end and he knew he was like, no.
Look. Half he'll walk around the catwalk and right till you get towards the curtains, just yank them. Just yank them to the side. Oh, you see.
Oh, no.
Like a cartoon character.
Oh, my God. Yeah, like there's a cane that comes out. Like it's the Apollo. Boo. Get off the stage.
Ah, you suck. He was wearing that Glad Force Flex 30 gallon plus. New edition.
I was trying to think of a trash bag manufacturer. Like, I hear that's by Ziploc.
Yes, Ziploc.
I mean, Ziploc.
Ziploc.
But did you say Ziploc? Oh, with that said, whoa, we gotta move on.
Yes, we should call it right then and there on that.
Ooh, call it, please.
Well, okay. Call it then.
Next story is a doozy.
Woo, yeah, it is.
TikTok user Iquana B posted a video talking about her recent date she went on at Fontaine's Oyster Bar in Atlanta. Mm. She agreed to meet up for drinks after he'd been texting her multiple times for weeks. Now, supposedly that bar has the best oysters in town, so she put in a few orders. Mm-hmm. She said they was so good and was not expecting it to be so good. After tray after tray, after dips of lemon and hot sauce, she had a total of 48 oysters.
Let's go.
Let's go. Her date was looking at her crazy. She said, I don't care. If you gonna take me out, I'm gonna eat.
All right now.
She didn't order it. And she did order a crab, crab cakes and a side of potatoes.
Gotta try out them potatoes.
Yes, they looked good. After eating, she noticed her date been in the restroom for 30 minutes, then realized he skipped on the bill, so she had to pay for it. She texted him, running out on the tab is crazy. He replied, I offered to take you out on drinks, and you ordered all that food? I could cash app you the total just for the drinks. And that was the date right there.
Yeah. Oh my God. We just watched this on TikTok too, right before we recorded.
We did. Yep.
I have a theory, but I'll let you go first. I mean, what do you make of this?
I think some guy is just not used to somebody, a woman eating, like, you know, like, I don't think that he was expecting her. Well, also he was expected to spend that amount of money.
Yeah, I'm sure those oysters were not cheap.
Nah, on a first date, nah.
Nah, Fontaine's with drinks? Oh, man. Right. In Hotlanta? Come on now.
But I think it's wrong for him to just skip out, try to dish the whole thing. He should have been honest and said, wait. Like, she's slurping all of these, like you're not saying nothing, man. She's slurping down to 12, 15, 60.
I'm glad you said that, because that was a bit of a punk move, but I'll get into that myself.
Right.
But we watched it. I had a theory that she's just trolling, because as soon as she starts the video, she's talking shit like, oh, we've been texting back and forth. I don't even be paying attention to him. I probably should have dropped his ass. Anyways, we going out for drinks.
Yeah, and it's like, you start the whole journey. From walking in the restaurant felt like it was planned. Like,
no, she was making a video, and I don't doubt that she was making a video perhaps on a real date, but I think she did it for content.
I think
people
so too. Yeah.
Do shit to piss people off, and you know what? They're smart, because algorithms will reward however many comments you get, whether they're negative or positive. Doesn't matter if it's a thumbs up or a thumbs down, it rewards interaction, and people know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
If I was him, I would have tried to eat at least like half of those to see do something she not expecting. How about that?
Well, what I would have done, I mean, I probably would have joined in too. But for real, if I was him and I literally had only planned to buy drinks, maybe we're budgeting this month, right? Uh-huh. And that's fine. You know, shout out to all the people out here struggling, but they're making it. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But I would have looked her dead in the face, but like, look, it's cool that you're ordering food, and I was kind of like, should I get the first thing of oysters? But then you order 48, so here's what we're going to do. I told you drinks. I'm buying the drinks. You buying that food. Right. And honestly, if she gets upset at that, why would I want a second date?
What I mean? That's true. I'm on a budget.
I'm not going to do is walk out of the bathroom like a punk. Like, I'm not going
to. Nah, that was just messed up, man. Like,
she kind of saved herself. Like, she was a bit of an ass to see how he would react in that situation. He failed the test.
But he just, what he would do is just sitting there and she just slurping down.
Making a video.
48.
I mean, and also, the video had the light. She had the light on, the flash, the entire time.
Right.
And she was literally going.
It's like she in the oyster eating contest.
He just, yeah, no, no.
Like, what is he doing during that whole time? Just sitting there, like, okay, so she eating another one. Oh, okay, she eating another one. Okay, she got another tray. Oh, okay. Let me go to the bathroom. Like, I didn't get his plan on a date. Like,
I don't, man. I'm thinking she must have been fine for him to wait around at least that long. I'm thinking he would have been like, okay, three trays. Is it worth it? Four trays. Is it still worth it? Like, I mean, if I just shut up and I don't say anything stupid, I could seal this deal.
Right. I'm like, dang, if I was like, dang, girl, you can eat. Keep going.
Girl, ooh, keep going. I like some big.
I like them.
Y'all got any meatloaf? Bring it out. She's hungry.
You want anything else? You sure? We'll take you to the buffet. We'll go to the buffet later down the street.
Load you down with some cheese, baby.
Girl.
Yeah.
Hey, you tore it out, girl. Hey.
Of course you say that coming from Texas. We like some big in Texas.
Well, personally, come on now. Personally, me, yes. Yeah. But anyway.
I like them thick, too. I mean, Indiana. Who knows?
Anyway, yeah. I'd be shocked, though, if she ate that much. Just that's, like, impressive, though.
You think so? I mean, oysters aren't very big. I was trying to think about that. That's like eating 48 shrimp. I mean,
well, to add it on, yes, true. But like the added on stuff, like I would have sat there just to see how much she would have eaten after the potatoes and the crab cakes.
I would encourage her to get more expensive shit for herself. I'm like, you know, they serve surf and turf, right? You can get some steak. You can get some lobster tail. And then, I mean, she can't make me pay for her food.
No.
So at the end, I'd be like, oh, by the way, you know I'm only paying for these drinks, right?
look, by the way, I'm broke.
Yeah. Cheers. I said I'm broke. Damn, I'm broke.
Because she gonna be mad either way. If he had stayed there,
yeah,
and didn't pay, she would still be mad because he's not paying.
Mm.
And the way the video is, she was expecting him to pay.
Maybe. I don't know. Sometimes people are attracted to people who stand their ground. You know, maybe he'd have been like, look, you paying for that food. And she'd be like, you know what? That's fair.
That's true.
Because she's trolling. She's trolling. Yeah. I'm telling you, she's trolling. She's smart.
She's trolling. And the people that's commenting, they're trolling her.
Yeah, and she expected that. She's like, bring it on. That just looks like money to me, sir.
Right, yeah, yeah.
We're talking about it right now. She's popular.
Yeah, look, she's just here for the views. So
she's here for the views, baby.
Yeah.
So if you want to give them to her, that's up to you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I get condemning the behavior, you know, but to take this stuff seriously, I've seen too many of these videos where people are just acting a whole ass, and you know they're doing it to piss people off.
Yeah.
Just like, have you ever noticed this? You watching YouTube, right?
Uh-huh.
And somebody mispronounces a word that you feel like they should not have mispronounced.
Right.
And it's not like super common to make them sound weird. It's kind of like related. So like say if they mispronounced Master Chief's name, right?
Right, yeah.
That would piss a gamer off. Like, why are you talking about games if you don't even know how to say Master Chief?
Right, yeah.
And they go straight to the comment section. Right. And I guarantee you they do that on purpose.
Keyboard warriors, man. They're gonna
say. Yeah, they're gonna come out here.
I think these days, like anything you mess up on in general, someone will comment. Like if we're streaming a game and we went the wrong way in the game, someone will say, you should have went the other way.
You know, to be fair, I've never been a super popular streamer. Like I didn't have tons of people in stream, so I never really got trolled like that.
Yeah, I'm saying like more popular gamers.
Yeah, because I've had people come in and they'll be nice about it. I was playing a horror game and the person was like, you know, like, have you beat this before? And, are you trying to finish it? You know, here's what you want to avoid or try to go right instead of left.
Right.
That's cool. I'm into that. Like, that's helpful. But some folks just come in
and get mad. Like, disrespect. What are you doing?
You idiot. And you've streamed, you know, when you stream and game at the same time, you don't game as good as when you're alone because part of the bandwidth of your mind is taken up by streaming.
Right.
That's real.
And also, you looking at the comments, trying to interact with the audience.
Yeah, you're just not playing the way that you would play in your, you know, where you're just focused solely on that. You're focused on more things. I mean, you know, ain't nobody going to be able to do something just as good if they have to juggle on their right hand while they do it. Right?
Exactly. Right. Yep.
So
that's true. Yeah. You want to call it right then and there on how we jump from oysters to gaming?
Because I'm a gamer.
Right.
No. Hey, that's true. I'm gonna call it on the oyster lady. You do you. We're proud of you.
Yeah, you if you want to eat
money,
girl,
get that
eat.
Bag.
Girl, you eat.
Girl, you eat and get that
hey,
bag.
Girl, you eat. You eat what you want to eat.
Eat everything.
How much you want to eat.
Yeah. How much you want to eat. I'm gonna feed you. Call it, please. God, call it.
Well, call it.
Call
then.
It right in there. All right. Hold on, MC. It's time for quick bits. Talk about real news, real first. I was expecting that. Okay, all right. That was funny. We have
fast,
super fast. We have a few trailers to talk about. The first trailer from Blumhouse Imaginary. It's out where viewers would have to close their eyes and figure out what the plot is about.
Hmm.
And it releases on March 8th. That's intriguing.
But I'm trying to wrap my head around what that even meant.
Right. Well, it's like you got to close your eyes. It's an interactive type of movie where you got to close your eyes.
Okay.
And you got to picture what's going on.
So it's a podcast movie? Like it's an audio movie?
I don't know. Yeah.
Like, is it going to be in theaters? It's going to be a blank ass screen and then like THX blasting you in the ears?
I don't know. It's I don't know if the screen going to be black. Oh, yo.
Yeah. Like, is closing your eyes on the honor system? Does he show you too? But he's like, don't look though. Don't look. That's not actually somebody getting stabbed. I'm just squeezing an orange. Don't look.
Just listen.
Just listen. It's just like a bunch of Foley dudes in their office making sounds. Don't look. This is a bear.
I think with that is it got to be a short movie.
Okay. Yeah. Because I mean, you can't do that type of experience for 2 hours. That's too much. Right. I'd fall asleep.
Exactly.
Guaranteed.
You know what happened at the end? I was asleep. I don't even know.
You just wake up. Everybody's dead. You got the bad ending. Damn it.
What happened? What? Well, I don't know if you know what happened because you can't see, but what they say at the end.
It's interactive. You'd be like, hey man, what's happening? Well, we can stop and explain it to you, or do you want us to rewind? We can do that too.
Right. No, that's just messed up. Rewinding in the theaters.
I'm interested. It worked. I don't know what the hell is happening.
It sounds intriguing, but I don't know. Next quick bit. The first trailer for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes has been released and come out May 24th. What'd you think about that trailer?
I did not see that trailer. I don't have much interest in more apes movies. I feel like we've said what we needed say.
You're right. I understand that. Yeah.
No judgment against people who are still excited about it. I'm happy. I'm glad you're eating.
I get you because it's like we already got that trilogy was good on its own.
Yeah. It's like trying to follow up the Lord of the Rings. Like, what happened after Frodo went to the West?
Nobody exactly.
Cares.
It's now you revert back to the old school Planet of the Apes, and that's a classic. So,
yeah.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. We've done it enough times. We've seen it enough different ways. What else? What other kind of story are we telling with we treat monkeys bad? Monkeys smart. They treat us bad.
They talk.
And then we learn to not treat so bad. That's pretty much
because
that's
we get sick and then they flourish
and then damn you, God damn you, all the hell, damn dirty apes.
It's like a circle now. It's like a circle.
It just keeps on going. It's a circle of life, man.
Yep. Next quick bit of trailer for Disney Plus's Marvel's Echo has released. And will be the first TVMA rated show on Disney Plus, and it comes out January 10th.
I love this. I was so worried that when the Netflix properties came over to Disney Plus, they'd lose their edge.
Right.
Especially after Hawkeye. Because don't get me wrong, Wilson Fisk was just as intimidating, but a lot less bloody, obviously. Like, he threw his girl all over the shop, and I don't even think she had a bloody nose afterwards.
Yeah. So he was like a poor man that has a TV repair shop that's trying to be a drug dealer.
Right.
A drug kingpin. That part was weird, man. Like Wilson Fisk broke. That was unique but weird at the same time.
I mean, Daredevil did a number on him, so I kind of get it. And by the way, Daredevil shows up in this trailer, yo.
Yep,
oh,
yes,
my God.
Yes, he does. I'm so excited. Yes, he does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, I mean, I just, when they originally introduced Kingpin in Daredevil on Netflix, the reason why he was so scary and threatening was not because he had powers or because he was like over the top, like I'm going to snap my fingers or whatever. He would just murder you. He would rage murder you. He killed a guy with a car door. It was shown. It was shocking. And I was like, wow, we do not mess with this man.
Decapitated. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
No, no. So the fact that they're not going to shy away or turn away from that in this show, and they're going to tell the story they want to tell without having to edit it. I'm so excited.
And plus,
I'm so excited for the future of Disney Plus because of this.
Yeah. And plus, that's what we know. We know Kingpin as this. So if you want to try to revert to like PG-13 type stuff,
I'm going to buy all the buildings, Spider-Man. There's nothing you can do about it. Mashy.
Well,
Wilson Fisk, you're overweight. Oh no, my weakness. You made fun of me.
Vanessa,
come here.
Vanessa. Vanessa. Vanessa.
Excuse me, I had a sore throat. Vanessa, come here.
Let me stare at this wall.
It's so beautiful.
Blank wall.
if you don't get out of my city or join my crime gang, I'm gonna spray paint something on your car.
All right.
Oh no.
Okay, Spidey. Hey, why don't you be my security, huh? How about that?
Huh? Okay, okay. Now he's Denzel Fisk.
Hey. Hey, Spidey. Hey, hold
hey,
on.
Hey, Vanessa.
Okay? Won't you web swing on out of here, huh? Okay. Okay, next quick bit. A sequel to the horror film It Follows called They Follows is in the works. Did you see It Follows?
Is it They Follows?
It's a... No, It Follows. And then They Follows is the sequel that they
That's
made.
What I'm saying. Like, it's called They Follows with an S?
Yeah. Yeah, well, They Follow. I'm sorry.
Okay, thank you. I was like, no. Because for a second, I was like, that would be wild if they did something weird with the language.
They follows.
Yeah. It's just like, is it Gollum? Is he following us?
Right.
He follows, Precious. No.
He follows.
But have you seen the original It Follows?
Yes, I saw it. It's a pretty good movie. Yeah.
Yeah, I really liked it.
I like the whole sexual transmitted.
Yeah, obviously it's an allegory for STDs and sex, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is a very extreme version of that. I mean, you could even say it's religious propaganda or like right-wing propaganda. Like, not in a bad way, because not all propaganda is inherently bad, but it's just like, we're trying to warn you that this is the end goal. And it is heavy-handed and drastic, but man, does it make for a good horror movie.
But how is it going to be they? Because is it what's going to be like orgies?
Woo, we went to left real fast.
It is actually supportive of sex work. Deal with it.
It follows women who respect themselves and don't close off their sexuality
to nobody.
It and my wife noticed you from across the bar. We like your energy.
Deal with it.
We got real sexy real fast. Oh man, They Follows.
Think about it, that's the only thing I can think of. Orgies. Boom. Yeah. There you go.
Boom. Just a whole bunch of ghosts just getting nasty. And then you have to see it. Ew, stop.
Hey, give us an origin. At least give us the origin on how this started.
Yeah, Origin of Orgy. That's actually the subtitle.
Oh,
They Follows Origin
of
Orgies.
Oh!
Oh my God, where's my check?
Right, yes. Send this man a check. There you go.
I just rewrote your whole entire movie. Congratulations, it's successful.
Next quick bit, last one. Max Payne 1 and 2 remakes are ready to be made, says Remedy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Remedy's doing the Max Payne as well.
Remakes.
So, saw that tweet. Excited about that tweet. Happy about that tweet. Can't wait to try it out.
Me too. I hope it's in like a double disc or...
Yeah, I mean, if they're going for full-on remake, I would imagine they'll probably be separate releases, to be honest.
Right. Yeah.
Because that's a type of story that you could very easily flesh out without making it feel like it's a new story, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yep.
So yeah, I just imagine like Resident Evil 2, 3, and 4 that was recently remade, it's going to be something akin to that.
Exactly, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. Again, super excited about that. Love Max Payne.
Me too.
Love Bullet Time. Love John Woo. Love Stranglehold. I love diving in slow motion and going,
shooting some guys in slow bow.
It's why we play video games. Damn it, I love that series. Yes. Anyways.
And that was Quick Bits.
Talk about real news, real random, tangenty. We talked about a bunch of stuff that didn't relate. Woo!
All right. It's time for our movie review of Talk to Me. Talk to Me. Shoo up, shoo up. I don't know the whole song.
I was like, I can't help you. I'm not going to step in there.
Yeah. It's about when a group of...
You talk to me, boy. Hurry up, because you're taking too long.
Hurry up.
Don't grab me, boy. It's a hand that grabs you if you take too long.
It's a bomb in hand. I could take it this far.
It's a wet nasty ghost. She gonna flop on your bed. Boop, boop, boop. What is this movie about?
Oh, man. When a group of friends discover how to conjure spirits using an embalmed hand, they become hooked on a new thrill until one of them goes too far and unleash terrifying supernatural forces.
Wow, we went from an allegory about teen sex to an allegory about teen drug abuse. Let's go.
Let's go. Man, this was a good film.
Man, now, I don't know if you looked this part up, but interestingly enough, this was made by YouTubers.
Yes, it was Australian YouTubers, yes. They're real good, too. They were real good at, like...
No, like, it's kind of like when Jordan Peele directed Get Out.
Yeah.
It's like you take somebody you know from a different medium, and then... Not only when they go into this new medium do they do well, but they fucking crush it, like auteur level.
Yes, yes.
And you're like, whoa, you had this in you the whole time?
Yes.
You know, so I'm so happy for them. I'm glad that, you know, they got funded, they got distributed, and people are seeing it. And I love that they filmed it in Australia because they were still able to make it relatable. Like, I didn't feel alienated culture-wise.
Nope.
You know, watching it, all of it translated. They played Australian hip-hop at the parties. The kids were doing Australian kid shit.
Yeah.
You know, they were running into kangaroos. Right. I was like, cool, you know, replace that with possum. We got it. Possums. But replace that with a deer, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. They be out here.
So. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think about, like, the story about loss and grieving in the main character?
I got you. I think that added to a lot of depth that this movie had because you approach it like a horror movie, right?
Right.
And what I slowly started to realize is, yeah, it is a horror movie, but it's mostly a family drama.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And it's a good one. It's a really good one. So if you're not super into horror films, but you do like an affecting deep story with good characters, you probably would still like, this would be one of those movies that kind of get you to watch horror, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's a gnarly scene in it, but it's effective and it works to a purpose. It's not gratuitous, right? Like, when you see this scene, you are feeling the feelings the movie wants you to feel. I don't want to ruin it, you know what I mean? Are we going to completely spoil the shit out of this movie?
No.
Okay, I don't want to. It's so new. Please watch it.
Yeah, please watch it. Yeah, it's best to watch.
But yeah, the idea of her, you know, and you learn this immediately, she recently lost her mother.
Right.
And her dealing with that grief and her father dealing with that grief. And you slowly piece together exactly what happened and then, you know, what they thought happened and what really happened. Alongside her doing this new quote unquote drug where, it was supposed to be like an embalmed psychic's hand.
Right.
They hold it. They say a phrase. They let a ghost inside of them possess them.
Right.
And when you get possessed by a ghost, apparently it makes you high.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, they have to yank your hand away a certain amount of time because if you go too long, 90 seconds. You go over 90 seconds, we don't know.
Yeah,
we don't know.
Something gonna happen. I don't know what. But
I mean, will we find out in this movie? This sounds like something that we should probably find out in this movie.
I think you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do. You do.
You do.
But no, watching, like, by the way, she's going places. Keep an eye on the lead actress of this film. Do you remember her name? I should have wrote it down. I'll look it up while we're talking, because she deserves a shout out. But yeah, talk to me. Sophie Wilde. Her name is Sophie Wilde. I've seen her on another Netflix show, but it was more like for teenagers, not really my demographic. But she is a great actor. Phenomenal. I think Joe Burr, the guy that played the younger kid in this movie, did really good.
He was especially when I can't say
when things
what,
get gnarly.
Things get gnarly, especially that.
So the acting in this is great. Everybody felt realistic. Like they were less scared of the ghost, and it was more like a virally thing. Like they were filming it.
That's the
thing.
But
that feels like what kids would do nowadays, because our world is so crazy.
that's true. But the viral part, like we good with souls going in my body.
Right. Again, if you could suspend your disbelief to the reckless abandon that teens approach drugs to just making that about being possessed instead, it tracks.
You know what I mean?
If that's the way they would take it, if they're taking it that seriously, of course they'd record it and have parties and make jokes.
Right. Yeah.
But that just adds to, like, when things go down, how everybody reacts and, like, how they move through it. So,
true. Yeah.
Yeah, I highly recommend Talk to Me. I've already watched it a few times with friends because I can't get enough of it. And it's one of those movies, just like Get Out, where when you watch it a second time, you see a whole lot more. You know what I mean?
I had two things as watching. When I was watching this, I was thinking about two things. One, I kind of actually thought, like, it was going to turn out that she was the medium.
Oh, okay. So are we spoiling now?
No. I just want to say that.
Okay. she might be the medium. Okay.
The mother.
Okay. That might have been her hand. Wow. I've never heard that theory before. I don't know if that tracks. But
It don't track. No. But at first, I was like,
you're thinking that's a possibility. That's creative. Yeah.
Before she found out the real reason what happened.
Yeah. Before you know more about the mother. I totally get it. Yeah.
But, and also, I was thinking that, like, it only affects the person that stayed longer and not everyone else.
Right. Like, once you give the spirit, and this is the warning they give in the movie, if you let the spirit in longer than 90 seconds, it won't want to leave. But what does it mean to leave?
Exactly.
Because the person who goes over, they still get out of it. Right.
Yeah.
But did they?
And they said that it could linger. And leave whatever it wants to.
Yeah, and you already know that the goal. I feel like we're getting into spoiler territory.
Skip a little bit.
If you don't want to know anything, and you should. The less you know, the better.
It's hard not to.
Listen this far, what are you doing? Get off the podcast and come back later.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Come back. So it's like they have the ability to hop in and out of you, like body hop, and now they follow you home. They follow you around, right? Uh-huh. That's to me is what it means to linger. And so you get to see kind of what that effect is. And the other thing I was going to bring up is their goal is for you to die while you're possessed by them, because then they get to stay forever.
Right.
In control forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're
so that
just plays trapped.
The plot heavily. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was some unique rules.
Yeah, but they were consistent and they made sense. I mean, it's hard to. I could probably count the number on my hand in the last, like, 5 years, you know, how many competent horror movies there were. Like, the ones where you don't have to suspend your disbelief past, like, what people would normally do in that situation. Like, let's split up.
Yeah.
Like, it hasn't been that bad. But, you know, there's just a lot of stuff where you're like, this doesn't make sense. It's so avoidable.
Right.
But in a tight movie like this, everything kind of, like, just feels like it makes sense. You know what I mean?
And it's hard being unique. Like, something like
being new.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it kind of looks like, at first glance, at a passing glance, it looks like one of those bad teen horror movies, you know, like Bye Bye Man or Truth or Dare.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like anyone where teens get together and some. No, it looks exactly like that. But it is not. It is to the pedigree of It Follows, to the pedigree of Get Out, to the pedigree of, like, the kind of any horror that we've seen lately that is just crushing it.
Right.
Yeah. It's a good movie.
Indeed.
For sure.
Indeed. What do you give? Well, you rate differently than I do. Out of five, right?
Yeah, I'm doing out of five. It helps me break it down. I'm bad at math.
Okay.
So I don't want to have to do, you know, I don't want to do multiplication and fractions and shit. So
division five, and stuff.
Yeah. So my rating system is it as good as it could be? Like, did it accomplish what it set out to do? That's five. Three is like your average movie. It's got some flaws, but it's washable. You know, two, it's, you know, bad, but, you know, there can be some enjoyment. One, it's terrible. Don't watch it.
All right.
For this, it's five.
Five.
Like, all day.
Five
yeah,
all day.
Like, I can't think of anything that I would add or remove from the movie to make it better. That, to me, is a five.
Yeah. Okay. I give it an 8.5.
Yeah, okay.
I think, I kind of feel like we needed more, well, that's, I just wanted to see where, not where the hand came from, but more so how the hand is being handed around. Put, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Like when you're touching it to give it to someone else for a party, how is that interaction? You know what I'm saying? How long has this been going on? Yeah. Well, I guess that's for, you know, the sequel, because I think they're making a sequel, right?
Yeah. I hope that they don't do that, though. Not because I don't want you to get what you want. I want you to get what you want. And I understand completely why you're curious about it, because I'm curious about it, too. That's what's so dope about it. But
yeah, you just don't
this
want
movie
to.
Wasn't really the hand, the history of the hand and the mechanics are kind of the backdrop to the actual story it's trying to tell.
Yeah.
So it's not really relevant when you're thinking about the themes of the movie. At the same time, though, if they could figure out how to tell another unique, cool story that is effectively a good, you know, horror film, and they can work in organically the history of the hand or like a variant on the hand and maybe expand that universe, I would be 100% for it, for sure.
Because they made it interesting just to have just a hand in 90 seconds. How did you figure that out and all this?
Yeah. Like, what was the trial and error on that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But again, I feel like if we did explain that, it's not going to be as cool as what's in your imagination, unfortunately.
That's true.
Yeah, like some things you learn, you're like, oh, so you cut it on the left. Okay,
that's true.
Well,
that's
cool.
It.
Bye.
Right,
what's that for? Yeah. Oh, I'm just using it to measure the pipes here because we're going to be fixing the gas lines. Oh, that's okay. Well, great. Bye.
That's it? Oh, okay.
What you got there? I got a big gulp. It's a large container of soda.
Yeah.
Cool. See you later.
Dang. I thought that was like zero sugar. Go, big gulp. No. Okay. Well, all right.
Okay, then.
Oh, yeah, I give it 8.5 out of 10.
Yeah, because you want to see more. And you know what? I think that actually makes it a good rating, because the only thing that is dinging points for you is you want more.
Yeah. It's just,
I mean, that's the criticism I want to hear. It's just like, you know, the worst thing about you, Mike, I want more. And you know what? You're not giving it to me. I'm flattered. I'm flattered. Thank you.
some good movies are unique enough just to, like, it makes you want to think, like, you know how some good movies make you think after the movies, like, what's next?
It sticks to your ribs.
Yeah, you're chewing on it. Yeah.
This is a movie that gets your heart at first, your feelings. You're getting your fifis in this movie. But then, it gets your brain moving. It gets your mind. The gears are turning. You're like, am I philosophizing? Am I getting wiser? And am I learning about life?
Or
is this a moment? Or death?
Yeah.
Is this a pivotal moment?
Right.
And it is. It is. It's that affecting. We're telling you. I mean, I don't know why GP at this point isn't raising his rating to a 10, but let me tell you, like, it's probably a 10.
You know what?
He thinks it's perfect, too.
See, you saw the movie like 5 times. I got to watch it again.
At least a second time, dude.
I got to watch it again.
It is totally worth. I mean, remember when you watched Get Out for the second time?
Yeah.
All that shit you noticed? You're like, oh, black mold, you assholes. Well, don't go down to the basement. There's some black mold down there, you little bitch. You sly son of a bitch. Talking about, we keeping a piece of my grandma in here. Georgina in there. Like, oh, we keep a piece of my grandma in the kitchen. She literally, that's not a piece, that's a woman.
That's a whole woman.
That's a whole ass woman, a piece. I see you, Get Out.
You think it's such a slick. Fun.
You think you're slick. A second rewatch to show you something or two. Give this a second watch, is what I'm saying.
Okay, I'll do that. Okay. It's time for GP's Comics Corner, which is me. Hi, GP here.
Oh. GP's Comics Corner,
yeah.
GP's.
Come on.
Comics Corner,
yeah.
GP's.
Come on.
GP's.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. GP's.
Yeah.
Comics Corner.
I'm definitely going to use that.
That's the intro from now on.
That's the intro from now on. There you go.
Yeah, but feel free to to cover it, to remix it, do whatever you need to do.
Okay, okay.
This AD, that's yours.
Okay. This title is called Nights, writer by Wyatt Kennedy, artist by Luigi Formisano.
Yeah.
It's by Image Comics. It's about supernatural creatures exist among the common folk. And America is comprised of just 31 states. It's 2003, and Vince Okonoma has lost his parents and moved in with a secret cousin that's a mercenary and his video game making roommate and a vampire.
That's a comic book, all
right. That's a comic book.
Whoa, shit, that's a comic book. But if written well, I mean, have you read number one, I assume?
It's written well and also paced weirdly because I never saw this before. Well, I think this is the first. I don't know. But there's time skips. I'm not going to spoil this one.
Do you mean time skips like in This Is Us, where you go back and forth between like the 90s and now? Or do you mean
time skips
Pulp Fiction?
Future times. Like it goes 5 years into the future within the first issue.
Oh, wow.
And then at the very end.
Moseying along.
Yeah, you moseying. So basically, Vince is showing you. It's kind of like a dark comedy and a coming of age tale.
Oh, we love those. Put them together every time. That's why I like that show on Netflix. What's that one about the hormone monsters? What's it called? You know what I'm talking about?
Stranger Big Mouth. Things? Oh, Big Mouth. Big Mouth. Okay.
That's why I love Big Mouth, man. That's exactly what that is. It's dark as hell.
True. Dark, super dark. But this one is like it's like the comedy fits with the world, and it's kind of like the Office type of comedy, but it's not too much comedy. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
okay,
it's more of a supernatural drama because it picks up where Vince just coming off the airport and his cousin roommate is picking him up and showing him around town, and he never seen ghosts or vampires or anything like that, but they are living amongst the people.
Mm.
So it's basically like his first day of moving in with his cousin. His cousin is like a mercenary. His roommates are two roommates. One is a video game maker. He makes video games.
We love that.
The other is a vampire. She's
She sounds like she sucks.
She sucks for real. She's I got
she really bites. You know what I mean?
I gotta get that joke. Really bites. But
I'm a dad of two. I apologize to everybody out there.
That was a good dad joke. But the first day of meeting Vince, she's working at a pizza delivery person that just got fired. So she's not really good at her job.
She's not at the highest point of her life professionally.
No. So it's basically him trying to understand the roommates and his cousin, and then boom, jumps up 5 years later. He's a teenager trying to figure out what he's gonna do next. But the vampire is something about you know how in shows or movies where the vampire is interested too much on a particular person, and they call him there. It's a word she calls him. It's like how Casper was to Christina Ricci.
Okay.
Yeah, she's fascinated by him for some reason. But he's in love with her secretly since he's a teen now. So he's been with her for 5 years. He's been knowing her for 5 years. But it's just it's a crazy thing because the roommate, the video game roommate, he died within the 5 years. So now he's a ghost.
Oh,
still living with him.
Yeah, why wouldn't he go stay with them? Yeah.
Right. So they don't tell you why. They just jump 5 years. Oh, he's now dead.
Mm.
So
we're slowly becoming Universal's classic monsters. I'm going to wrap myself in tape next week. So,
right. So imagine dark humor, The Office, and old school Universal monsters.
Yep. and some roommate drama.
There you go. Yeah.
That sounds so fun.
Well, the movie. That's the comic book series. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, you'd be finding the coolest comics. Where? How do you typically discover comics?
I go by the story. I'm like, if this is weird, though, this is good. This is intriguing.
No, I mean, like, that's how you choose them. How do you discover them? Like, are you in a comic book shop every week? Are you online in a group? Do you, you know what I mean?
No, I follow comic book companies and they do new releases and they tell you what it's about. And I'm like,
yeah.
I just read. And I'll be like, oh, okay, I'll pick that one up. I remember to buy it when it comes out. And then there you go.
It's weird. I know, like, you know, not everybody takes comics seriously, but I look upon people who read comics regularly with a equal amount of respect as to those I look upon who just read regularly.
Right.
Because there's something about the way that comics tells their story that to me feels just as important as the, you know, like the written word itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just about, you know, the appreciating the art and the way that the panels are there and then making your mind actually move it. And then you're still reading the story, but you feel like more of a participant. Obviously, yeah. Not as much as if you're playing a video game. I know this is a really high thought that I'm having right now, but you know, go with me on this. Like, okay. I feel like being able to appreciate a graphic novel or comics on a regular basis exercises a part of your brain that isn't exercised if you're just, you know, watching movies, playing video games, and reading regular print books. Does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Thank you. I landed the plane. And I just think it's so cool that, like, I have a friend that's into comics, because if I'm ever like, what's good?
Boom,
check out
your
Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah. On the podcast. We're like, oh, okay, he read that.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Regular listener to the podcast, I get the recommendations. Twitter, I get the recommendations. You know, follow GP and Call It on X if you haven't already.
Yeah.
They do really good work. AD is fun to follow as well, but GP definitely posts more. It's good stuff.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, man. A little X plug.
Make me cry on the show.
Oh, I love you guys. We're still coming out to Houston to visit y'all. Please believe.
Yeah,
it's going to happen.
Please. Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen.
We're going to have a live special Call It in an actual studio. I'm going to finally get to really meet Jennifer and stop making jokes about her.
True, yeah. Because
she definitely exists.
Now, when you see her, she's going to be super tall. She's super tall. That's
she's
all
crazy
saying.
Tall.
Crazy tall.
She's like She-Hulk. Well, you know, jokes on her. I'm into that.
Yeah.
So... Jennifer, you've been ducking my calls and you've been telling me that you're not interested, but you know, then my eyes, they tell me something different.
Sometimes, yeah. That happens, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm trolling.
She walked away. It's
Jennifer, I was just playing.
Dang, Jennifer, calm down.
Hey. Come on, Jennifer. Yeah, love you, Jennifer.
She gets
appreciate
that
you.
Yeah.
I'm being a butt, so it's fine. Man, we need to get more positive, I think. We're being a little bit too negative right now.
Indeed, good segue. Time to slow it down.
Slow it down.
Real down.
Way slow.
For positive.
Breathe with
chakra.
Breathe with me, people. Positive chakra. Oh, man, it just feels good to get it out. I feel so mellow now. Especially with the music, it's sending me right now. All right, because the music is definitely happening while we're recording. I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
This week, you gave me the honor of picking the quote. Thank you so much.
Yes,
I decided to go with famous author and activist Bell Hooks. If you don't read Bell Hooks, ladies especially, you should read some Bell Hooks. Good stuff.
Okay.
But the quote I picked for this positive chakra is, the ability to critique oneself and change, and to hear critique from others is the condition of being that makes us capable of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Come on now.
Ooh.
The ability to critique oneself and change, to actually make that change, to hear critique from others, that's the condition that allows us to be responsible.
Right.
That's the heart of it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You can't be a stone. You can't act like can't nobody tell you nothing, right?
Right.
It's about community. It's about working with people now. Come on, Bell Hooks.
Yeah.
Look her up. She's great.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Now, with that, the oyster chick can change her eating habits however she chooses from the expectation of her date.
You should critique yourself in that. Did you really expect him to react rationally when, like, he thinks he's paying for 48 oysters or you're not going to like him? Come on.
Right,
now.
Right. You have to have that as a outcome. Come on.
You need to be responsible for them oysters, okay?
Right.
And you took care of them with the lemon and the hot sauce, but what about the consideration? What about the love?
Right. And that's security guard. That's security guard. At what point you knew that he wasn't who he was supposed to be?
Yeah, security guard.
Imposter. Like, yeah.
Did you take it personally? Like, why'd you run at him so? Like, yeah. He had a gun.
You were so aggressive.
You know? That wasn't the kind of gun show that you need to tackle somebody for. He had the biceps out, okay?
Right.
Not the 9mm. What's going on?
Right.
Bang, bang.
Do that thing.
Came out like pops, just like bang, bang, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang. Do that thing.
Bang, 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 bang.
I love to kick out imposters. It's my pleasure. Bang, bang, bang. All day, just bang, bang, bang. Up an imposter's ass, just my foot up his ass. It's my pleasure.
Rest in peace, John Witherspoon.
Yes.
Legendary, black all-star.
Oh,
we love him.
Rest in peace, yes.
All-star. Yes,
yes. Man.
All right.
It's time for Yeah, That Was Before We Head Out. MC, right. If you got anybody out, let them know.
Yeah, yell out the fam, you know, we're all having fun going through it, watching our one-year-old just be a little Tasmanian devil, so shout out to all of us, my lovely wife, his older brother, we're holding it together. And I want to yell out my new show, so First Gen Gamers.
Yes.
If you like gaming, you're going to be interested. If you think I'm funny on the show, you're not going to get that there. I'm more serious and a lot more toned down. If you think gotcha. I'm annoying on the show and you wish I was more serious and toned down, you should definitely listen to First Gen Gamers.
Right, yeah.
Because we make jokes, but it's more serious show. It's not a comedy show like your guys' show.
Yeah.
So if you're just into nerding out and hearing about gaming history, maybe like you're an older gamer too and you want to reminisce with us, you know, we got an email. We have a link tree that GP is nice enough to put in the notes.
Yep.
Check us out. Listen to the episode. You know, send us suggestions for new episodes. Send us your feedback about what you would put on your list. We want to be able to interact with people on that level, and I'd appreciate it if y'all check us out.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Nice. Nice.
What about you, GP? You got yell outs?
Oh, yes. Just yell out to the listeners.
Yeah.
Whoever you are, wherever you are, thank you for listening to us just yap up and crack jokes and stuff like that.
Yeah, just be stupid as hell. We appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you, MC, for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Hey, yell out to you, GP, for constantly inviting me back. It makes me feel like I'm not being a complete idiot for no reason. I appreciate that. There's a use for this.
It's a use. It's a talent.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have so much fun whenever I collaborate with you guys, and to be a regular part of the show like means a lot. So I appreciate you.
No prob. No prob. Well, that's it. That's all. That's the show.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, folks, that's just what we do. And now it's time for us to pay some dues. We will catch you all on the flippity flop. Peace and deuces.
Deuces.
Like a dope beat.